Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't regret the Royals going for it at all. Not the trades they made, not signing Seth Lugo instead of trading him away, not calling up Jack Caglione. For really two big major reasons. One is, Cags and Carter Jensen are going to have to be a big part of the solution next year anyway. So if Jack Caglione's going to have some learning curve, and he obviously is, he's been better since he's been called up, but not good since he's been called up. If he's going to have a learning curve, I'd almost rather him get it out of the way now. And I don't regret them, because if Lugo can still help them get to a playoffs next year, it was worth it to me. And more importantly, it told most of the stars in this team you actually believe in them. Salvador Perez, Bobby Wood Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, players you're really going to rely on. You told them, and they didn't repay it this time, but you told them, we believe in you. We think that this is a winning team, and we are a winning organization, and we will give you resources in order to try to do that. And for those reasons alone, I don't regret them trying to go for it. I understand in retrospect, you could just say, what if you just sold it all away, Gold? Because they weren't going to the postseason anyway.
It's all contingent,
but I'm glad
though,
they went for it.
It's all contingent, though, on how Lugo looks next year. You know, I mean, the trade deadline, you know, what would Lugo have brought back? We all think it would have brought back some pretty impressive pieces. That's true. Seeing how poor he's been since the trade deadline is obviously terrible timing for the organization. I don't know if Seth Lugo would have pitched great after the deadline if we'd be having any different conversation about the playoffs.
We're
I don't think
back,
so.
I think.
So I guess what I'm trying to say, it's all about next year. If Seth Lugo in the first 2 months next year, he comes out of the gate and he looks bad and it's a struggle, well then absolutely it was the like, yes, it is hindsight, but I'm saying like at that point, yeah, it was obviously the right wrong decision. But I get, right now, I still get the thought process of what they were thinking. The one that I still was hesitant on, you know, was there a bullpen arm or two they could have moved on from to get some pieces back?
Yeah. I could have been talked into, at a time, a position of strength. Obviously, they had some injuries there too, but at the time, a position of depth, could they have moved on?
Someone says, come on, after seeing the other pitchers be really good, you can't say signing Lugo isn't a regret. That's just not true.
I don't regret it.
I disagree with the text. We just have a different opinion. I don't actually, I think you can still say it's not something you regret. I think if you are thinking this team's a playoff team in 2026, Seth Lugo is still going to be a key part of that. He needs to be a key part of that. They have pitching depth. I'll give you that. Like, Burgert's been awesome to see and what they were able to get in the trade. But remember, if we think they're going to get an outfielder in the offseason, they're probably going to have to trade one of these pitchers that have looked good to go and get said outfielder. The free agent market is not going to get it done. I think they have to trade somebody that has control. So therefore, you would still need Lugo. I think, and Lugo, by the way, is not who they would trade, and I don't think they can trade Chris Bubich because of the injury. So I believe the only guys in the pitching staff they can trade are guys that have control, like Noah Cameron, for example. I know we don't want to hear that locally, but that's a guy that has more value than some of these other pitchers. They might have to move one of them and still lean on Seth Lugo and lean on Cole Reagan. So, and Reagan's pitches tonight, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So that's important. And then, of course, in the minors, maybe they have a prospect they can trade. But I disagree. Like, I think we would have said before Bubich was the trade candidate. I don't know if you're getting much for him. He's coming off an injury. By that point, nobody's seen him pitch in months.
What's your lean for next year? So Carter Jensen's only played 9 major league games. And this is the same thing as when Jack Caglione came up. 9 major league games not going to make your career. Because he had a multi-hit night and a 2-home run night, his batting average now in those 9 games is .286 with a .400 on base percentage and a over 1,000 OPS. It was not that before last night's game. Took a nice little jump. Jack Caglione, if I asked you right now, is Jack Caglione, let's say it's a righty on the mound, just so I can give you maximum opportunity, Is Jack Caglione in the opening day lineup for the Royals next year?
Yes.
He's played 50. He will be the right. He's played 53 games. He's hitting 152 with a 228 on base and a 505 OPS. He's been bad. I'm not trying to sugarcoat that or pretend that that's not the case. He's gotten on base and been more patient since he's been called back up, but it's still not been perfect there either. The other thing is that in 53 games, he's hit 6 homers. That would put him on pace to be about an 18 home run guy, which is still quite a bit below what you would expect. I just didn't know. Do you think he's the majority starting right fielder for most of 2026?
Here's the thing, like whether people made, he has to be. He has to be.
For this to all work, I kind of think you're right.
He has to be. Yeah. Are they going to go? They're going to go acquire 2 outfielders.
I mean, and they're definitely picking up Salvies.
They're going to go acquire 2 outfielders. I don't think so. There's also, you know, Kyle Isbell had a very nice season for himself, but you know, it's not like it was. We're acting like he had an all-star season or something. He did not.
No, he was a perfectly fine.
And I could replace 3 outfield positions, but they got to replace 1.
Oh no, they're definitely replacing 1. Everybody wants Kyle Schwarber because he's got 50 bombs or whatever again.
I understand.
Look, that'd be fun. They are crowded at the you play first base, you play DH. You're not really a true outfielder.
Schwarber will be 33 next year, too. I understand people are like, well, he's hitting 50 now, but the Royals' luck, they'll sign him when he's 33 and he'll suddenly not have it anymore.
I'll just say right now, if they're willing to pay Kyle Schwarber, I'm in, but I don't think that's happening. So, like, we don't have to really entertain that conversation. I put that in the very, very, very low probability camp.
Yeah, but, someone says Perez should be traded. Well, they would have to pick up his option and then trade him in that scenario because he doesn't technically have a year next year without them picking up the option.
We all think that's a lock now, right?
Based on his performance.
Am I wrong?
I think so. And they won't even play Carter Jensen much behind the dish down the stretch here. So, yes.
Yeah, I think Carter Jensen's going to be the twice a week he catches, maybe 3 times a week in a weird week he catches. And then he has to rotate in at DH. My biggest fear with Carter, please don't try to teach him outfield. Just let him either DH or catch. And if he's not in the lineup, if he plays a little bit less than some of the other guys, I'll live for a year. Do not take some other non-regular player like Cags. And Cags has looked okay in right.
He's
like,
gotten better.
He's gotten a lot better. But like, I don't need another person playing out of position while also trying to hit at the big league level.
I tend to agree. I don't really want to see a story in late January that says, oh, so, you know, Carter Jensen's been working all offseason as an outfielder. Like, oh, no. Yeah, I hope that's not the plan.
Does that make them make that difficult decision where it's like, you know what? We're going to have we're going to go ahead and move on from Salvi, and Carter's going to catch, and then Jack can full DH, and
You do the 1 year where Carter plays a little bit less than a traditional starting catcher. Salvador Perez is still your starting catcher, and then the next year you pass the torch. Carter Jensen has played 9 big league games, and this team will be expected to compete for a division and compete for a playoff spot again next year. That can't be with a rookie catcher, a rookie right fielder, and without your captain, Salvador Perez. I don't think they'll be anywhere close to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.